Yo. Oh man. I promise this is gonna be real short. But I'm singling out a group of leaders right now because I keep hearing that ain't nobody going to church. And I just believe that people ain't going to certain churches. The last time I went to church was at Pastor Pierre Church in Bensalem. Y'all should go check that out. I wish I had the address right in front of me to give y'all, but when I went there, it was packed. People was eating, people was shaking hands, people was hugging, and it was a real word of God being preached and being taught. A lot of the pastors, their leadership is whack. You are preaching and talking about a lifestyle that you are not living. You are talking about everybody in a congregation and you talking down on them, but you ain't talking about the lifestyle you live in. You fat, you out of shape. Your kids is out of control. All you there just sucking the life out of the people in the church. This is at most churches today, and you hear people complain about the attendance and the church is down. You looking at the people, but you ain't looking at yourself. If you look in the mirror and you take an inventory, you will be able to see yourself and say that I'm a glutton. I'm greedy. I'm not pouring in to the people. The only reason you come to church to preach and so that you could get money. The jig is up. People are starting to see that a lot of these pastors, preachers, prophets, they're phony. And if people are going to go to hell anyway, they're going to go on their own merit. Nobody wants to be led to the pits of hell. If I'm going to go to hell, I'm going to go by myself. I'm not going to let you lead me to hell. People know subconsciously or even consciously by the feeling and the atmosphere, looking at your leadership, and they saying something ain't right about this guy or this woman. And that's why the attendance is down in the church. God's work is not only being done in the church. God's work is being done outside of the church. People can go to other people and get a meal. Mentally, spiritually, people can go to people outside the church and get a good word to lift up their spirits. The system and their process to change. They no longer need this modern day pastor with their watered down messages and their false authority to lead them to hell. People do not need that anymore. There are so many excellent people out here today, really talking, teaching, and most importantly, living the Word of God. So as the attendance in the church starts to dwindle, I want the people that's complaining about this, the people that's in these leadership positions, these pastors, these preachers, these prophets, and etc., I want you to take inventory and look at your leadership and see, are you really giving the people what they need? Are you showing? Are you teaching? Are you living? And I want you to take real inventory and accountability to understand why people aren't coming to the church or your specific church. I've been to church services that's been packed out because I've been around real leaders. I've been around people feeding people, not looking for nothing in return. Feeding people who are hungry for the word of God without any type of monetary gain to be gained. There are people out there teaching the word of God not for profit. Hello! Most of these pastors, preachers, prophets, and etc. today are only preaching the word of God for profit. And people are starting to wake up to that. They can see through the bullshit. Hello! So if you are one of the ones that's complaining about the attendance in the church, and you are in leadership, stop complaining about the people and look in the mirror and see, what is your problem? What is your vice? Every time we turn around, there's a pastor having sex with people in the church. Every time we turn around, there's a prophet stealing from people in the church. God's people are being subject to these type of people, and they're waking up. They're not going anymore. When people come to church, they are looking for their souls to be fed, for their lives to be changed. They're not looking to be around thieves. They would have stayed in the streets. Today's pastor is a thief. He is a wolf in sheep's clothing. The pastor is robbing, killing, and destroying. And these are the same people talking about the attendance is down in the church. What have you done for the people, Pastor? Are you helping people on your off time? Or are you coming up with schemes and plots and using God's word for profit? This is why the attendance is down, because you're a glut. You're eating all the time. We can see with our own eyes that your belly is hanging over your belt. You're not living God's word. We know through what the people are saying, you're sleeping with the women in the congregation. Hello! The attendance is down. You're plotting and you're scheming and you're stealing from the people. This is why the attendance is down. Nobody is out here, nobody who is struggling out here want to take the money, that their hard-earned money, and give it to you so you could buy a Gucci belt, so you could buy a Benz. These people are struggling to pay their mortgages, their light bills, put their kids through school, and they no longer want to come to a place where they know they're being robbed. You should be ashamed of yourself. Get your life together. Pastor, prophet, I'm sorry, but I had to talk about it because it keeps coming to me. The devil, we gonna knock you out. We gonna knock the devil out, Pastor Terry Wells. We gonna knock the devil out. He's a thief. He's a liar. He's a stealer. And there's so many others. That's just one that I personally ran into. He's a deceiver. Y'all got to really be careful about these deceivers. These people who are in God's word for profit. They sound very good. They look very good. And all they're doing is just sucking the life out of the people. But the people are smarting enough. They're starting to get wise. The church is in our hearts. God is in our hearts. You can't turn to man when you're looking for God. And that's why a lot of people are lost, because they're looking for God outside of themselves. God is with you in every step of the way. Stop looking for somebody to show you where God is when God is in all of us. God is in all of our hearts. And that's it, man. It's the Tyson James Podcast. I'm gone.